The Snake River Canyon is an iconic landscape, especially for people who live in central Idaho. And one of our listeners was curious to know more about how it was formed.
Hi, my name is Nancy Pizzi, and I live in Twin Falls, Idaho. I'd like to know more about the Bonneville Flood and its relationship to the Snake River Canyon.
So we turned to a geologist who spent years studying the event to help answer Nancy's question. Jim O'Connor works for the U.S. Geological Survey based in Portland, Oregon. He studied the Bonneville Flood, and he once spent 3 summers on the Snake River Plain researching his PhD on the event. Samantha Wright started off asking O'Connor when the Bonneville Flood happened.
It was at the end of the last ice age, about 18,000 years ago.
And where was it? Where was the lake that flooded?
So it came from what geologists call Pleistocene Lake Bonneville, which was basically the ice age predecessor of Great Salt Lake.
So where was that lake? We may know where the Great Salt Lake is, but where was that lake back in the day?
Well, if you can imagine Great Salt Lake just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and covering more and more terrain, that lake pretty much covered a good portion of western Utah.
And at one point, it flooded. Tell me about that.
It got bigger and bigger, and of course, Great Salt Lake is a closed basin with no outlet. But as that lake got higher and higher, it found the low spot between that closed basin, which Great Salt Lake is in, and the Snake River drainage, actually the headwaters of the Portneuf River. And so when that water found that low spot, it started flowing out and became a lake with an outlet, and that outlet was the Snake River drainage. And at some point, it started cutting through that low point, which was made up of fairly unconsolidated river deposits. And once it started cutting, it was like a dam break, and that water gushed out through that outlet. And that's what led to the flooding downstream. The flood, at least in places, helped carve the canyon.
So it was responsible for at least some of the Snake River Canyon that we know today.
Yeah, for sure. You know, some of the, you know, the real wild terrain near Twin Falls in particular are features eroded by the flood, places like Devil's Corral. And the falls themselves were probably shaped by the Bonneville Flood.
And I understand that the flood left behind some pretty big boulders. What are they and where are they?
Yeah, so in places the floods were really erosive, like in the stretch between where Twin Falls is and where the canyon is narrow. And in those places, the basalt was ripped up and big blocks of basalt were carried downstream, and in places where, for whatever reason, the flow slowed down, it would drop the bigger stuff and create these huge accumulations of big rounded boulders. Boulder bars is what we call them. So like in the area around Hagerman and the Birds of Prey area downstream of Swan Falls, you have these immense fields of just huge truck-sized boulders.
How much water are we talking about? I mean, this has got to be a lot of water. This was a really big flood, right? How big a flood was it?
Yeah, it was something like, you know, 500 cubic miles of water. It was a tremendous amount of water. If you imagine half of western Utah and multiply that by 300 feet, that's something like what the volume of water would have been.
It sounds like that this flood, the Bonneville Flood, had a pretty big impact on the landscape that we see today here in southern Idaho.
Yeah, it sure did, especially along the Snake River. I mean, it really shaped the canyons, and in places where the water slowed and dropped the sediment it was carrying, it built these big bars like Matt Hagerman and along the river down near Marcing and Walters Ferry. And it backflooded up rivers like the Boise River, and those places where it backflooded, it dropped sand and silt and created a lot of the substrate for agriculture along those rivers. So, yeah, it did, at least locally, have pretty significant effects to the landscape.
That's USGS geologist Jim O'Connor describing the Ice Age Bonneville flood. This story is our latest installment in our Want to Know Idaho series and came from Nancy Pizzi in Twin Falls. This week, we're wondering what you want to know about the Treefort Music Fest coming up next month. Ask your questions online anytime at boisestatepublicradio.org.